A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The word of God continued to spread and grow. After Barnabas and Saul completed their relief mission, they returned to Jerusalem, taking with them John, who is called Mark. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who was a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then completing their fasting and prayer, they laid hands on them and sent them off. So they sent forth by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia, and from there sailed to Cyprus. When they arrived in Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. O God, let all the nations praise you. May God have pity on us and bless us. May he let his face shine upon us. So may your way be known upon earth among all nations, your salvation. O God, let all the nations praise you. May the nations be glad and exult because you rule the peoples in equity. The nations on the earth you guide. O God, let all the nations praise you. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May God bless us, and may all the ends of the earth fear him. O God, let all the nations praise you. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not observe them, I do not condemn him. For I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him. The word that I spoke, it will condemn him on the last day. Because I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. So what I say as the Father told me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So these readings now from Acts, they're great because it's the growth of the church, the early church. Remember, yesterday we hear that because of the death of Stephen, the persecution of Stephen, the disciples were scattered to Antioch and Phoenicia and so forth. So because of Stephen's death, these Christians are spread out, and when they're spread out, they go to work. They start building up the church, which is incredible. So these places haven't ever experienced Christ before, like in Antioch. None of this would have happened had Stephen not died. So Stephen's death, like we hear, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. You see that phrase in many of the churches in Rome, actually, when you go there. In Latin, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. So God uses the blood of Stephen and the blood of all the other Christians and your blood as well to build up the church. Because it's like we're not doing it by our own ingenuity and our own fundraising skills and our own eloquence and popularity. It's we give ourselves away so that God can work through us. So they build up the church in Antioch. What are these Christians who have left Jerusalem, what are they doing? Well, they're preaching the good news of Jesus Christ, which is attracting people. They're doing works of charity. So they're, you know, hospitals and taking care of widows and orphans and the poor. So this is attracting people as well. And then just through their personal witness, these Christians are joyful and they're at peace. They're different than others. The world doesn't offer that peace and joy, but this way does, the way of Christ. So that attracts people as well. So the church in Antioch starts building. That word spreads down to the apostles in Jerusalem. Like, whoa, there's something going on now outside of our city here in Jerusalem. So they send up Barnabas to investigate. Barnabas is so struck by how beautiful this is. He continues to encourage them, and he tells the apostles, like, yeah, we got something good here. The Holy Spirit is working now. But then Barnabas realizes as he's staying in this group in Antioch, or he doesn't really realize, actually, he's told by God, told by the Holy Spirit, go get Paul, because we need to add some meat to this bone here, right? The Christians have been built up, but we need a little more guidance. and structure, as well as, you know, there's always going to be some conflict that arises as, you know, people come together. So Paul's going to be that figure. He's going to help solidify the church in Antioch even more when he comes up because of Barnabas. And then what? Now the Holy Spirit's going to speak both to Barnabas and Saul and say, all right, you got to move on from Antioch. You got to go to these other places. And so they take Mark with them and they go to, like we hear, Seleucia, Cyprus, and Salamis. And then it's awesome what's happening, not just around Paul and Barnabas, but God is inspiring other prophets and teachers. So Barnabas, Simeon, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen. Again, the Holy Spirit very much at work, all because of these guys, these women undergoing martyrdom, not seeking to save their lives, but giving their lives away. So that's the method or the model for us, martyrdom. Not like go out and get shot in the public square. You know, that's not going to happen these days, but all the sacrifices that you make, going to mass, not indulging the things that the world offers you, praying for people, forgiving someone, those are all sacrifices. That's a little martyrdom. Going to work, you know, again, avoiding of sin or trying to be virtuous, maybe even little opportunities to evangelize that bring you some unpopularity or suffering. That's your blood being spilled, and trust that the Holy Spirit now is going to work through you, and that's how he's going to build up the church. Amen.